Week 3 coaches shows here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. It's our Centralia Panthers boys locker room chat here on Week 3. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside here Nick Evans, head coach of the Centralia Panther boys here 3 games in the season. Still looking for the first win, having a chance here on Friday against the Valley Heights Mustangs. Since the last time we chatted it up, last Friday took on Silver Lake here for Centralia. Lost by a final score of 73-51. At the half, you led 29-28. Coach, what can you tell me about that matchup there last Friday for you and your team?
I thought the guys responded well from what they did on Tuesday. It wasn't a matter of they didn't play hard. I just didn't like our communication was bad. Our movement was bad on offense. And so we really attacked that the 2 days last week before last Friday's game, and it was cleaner and better. Still a process to get exactly how you want it to look. But I was proud of their effort, and the communication was better, which always results in better play. So we're just trying to really hit, like, you got to communicate, and it'll increase everyone's play.
Of course, you know, a hard opening stretch of your schedule, upper classes, Nemaha Central, St. Mary's, and Silver Lake, but now you kind of tone things down. You take on the 2A Valley Heights Mustangs this Friday, but of course you get kind of a longer week of practice Monday to Thursday. So, you know, what is this practice like this week leading up in preparation for this game against the Valley Heights Mustangs?
It's just kind of like what I just said. We've talked about some points of emphasis that we feel like we need to get better at, and we list about 3 things that we've talked about, and we've really hit those things in practice, and we're slowly getting better at those things. And like I said, it's never going to be exactly what you want it to be. Nothing ever is, but it's getting better. So they're doing a good job of owning things and owning problems and attacking those problems and trying to get better at them. So with a young team like this, I'm happy, and I'm happy with where they're at and where they're trying to go, and they're willing learners. So that's all you can ask for.
And you talk about the attack. Of course, the attack right now led this season for the first 3 games. Quinton Aldifer, 22 points per game. Last Friday against Silver Lake, he had 27 points. And you kind of talk about a young team, but you got a great star and a junior leader. What has Quinton Aldifer been here for your team for the first 3 games, and what will he continue to provide here on the court as, you know, he continues to lead that attack for you and your unit?
Quinton is, you know, like we've talked before, he started since his freshman year. He puts a lot of time into that, and he plays all summer. And he's always up here in the gym with his dad and shooting and doing some things, and it's very evident in how he plays. Those are the things you have to do if you want to be what he is. He's shooting a, I believe it's 46% on the year, so not only is he putting up the most shots on our team, but he's shooting the highest percentage on our team. 46% is pretty solid for any player from the field. And then he can do anything. He can hit threes. He can attack. He's a big, strong kid, and he's always being guarded by the best player. And against those teams that you talked about, Seneca, St. Mary's, and Silver Lake, very athletic players and teams and bigger kids, you know, bigger kids than we're probably used to probably seeing at the 1A level. Not that they're not athletic, that's just a different animal. And him doing that against teams like that who are solid, all 3 of those teams are ranked in the state now, is a credit to him.
Real quick, you know, you got a matchup here on Friday. It's your first Twin Valley League matchup against the Valley Heights Mustangs. One, quickly, you know, this is going to be your first, you know, Twin Valley League matchup here this season. So what's that battle going to be like for you and your team handling the Twin Valley League? But also at the same time, some notes here against your first Twin Valley League here in the Valley Heights Mustangs.
We've talked since last Tuesday about every time we play anyone, it's a nameless opponent. So we're not really... we're worried about us and things that we got to get better at. And you should attack every team, whether it's Silver Lake, Valley Heights, Onega, Hanover, the same. So we need them to attack Valley Heights like they attacked Silver Lake for the 2.5 quarters. And then we hit a dead spot there at the late in the 3rd quarter. And it wasn't because of lack of effort or anything like that. They just, we just hit a dry spell of scoring, and they were scoring, but there was never any quit. So those are things I want to see. I want to see you compete constantly and never give up and never quit. And so we just talk about, we don't really care who we're playing. It's nameless. You need to do the same things. Attack it the same way.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you. And again, we'll talk on January the 7th there once we come back from the winter break.
Thank you.
That was head coach Nick Evans of the Centralia Boys. This locker room chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agri Enterprise. To finish out before the winter break here, the Centralia Panthers will take on the Valley Heights Mustangs this Friday.